says in the pasuk, Yaakov, he loved Rachel, Vayomer, and he said, Ezra Shalom Aleichem, thank you for coming. Good
evening.
Good evening. Okay, we're up to pasuk Yudches, Perek Chav Tes, pasuk Yudches. Vayehav Yaakov v'Esrachel, Yaakov loved Rachel, Vayomer, Evadcha Sheva Shalim, I will work for you for 7 years, Berachel, Bitcha Haketana. Okay, the famous words. Rachel Bitcha Ketana. I'm going to work for your younger daughter. Let's see the Targum. Targum, Unkelis tells us. Ezra, you can see everything on the screen? You can see what I'm doing on the screen? You're on mute, Ezra. Ezra, you there?
Oh, sorry. No. I can see the screen, but I can't see Targum Unkelis, though.
You don't see on the right side the Targum?
Oh, man, yeah, okay, you know what, because the screen is there. My screen is there. Actually, I'm going to get, maybe I'll get my own chumash. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Is it too small?
No, it's perfect. I got it. I can see if it goes to the... Okay.
So the Ezra, therefore, Yaakov is Rachel, I'll work for you for 7 years. Brachel Katana. Targum, Rechem Yaakov, Yos Rachel. Yaakov, he loved. He's translating the word, Vayehav Tamin, Rechem, he loved. Yaakov, Yos Rachel. Vamar, he said, Eflechinoch. Okay, that word, you have that in the Ksuba. Vano Eflach, Vayeker, Vayezer, I will work. Shivashin, in 7 years. Maybe that's where it comes from. Maybe that's why in the Ksuba you say this word Eflach. Maybe this is the Makar. Is I'm going to work. Shivash in 7 years. Berachel barata ze'erta for Rachel, your daughter, the Hakatana. Rashi. What does Rashi say? Here we put on the Rashi. One second. First time I have to do right. Okay, here's Rashi. Evadcha sheva shonim heim yom achadim. The 7 years are the few days. Rivka said to Yaakov, go to my brother Lavan. And stay there for yomim achodim, for a few days until your brother Esav will calm down. So these 7 years, heim yomim achodim, sha'amr lo imoy, v'yoshavta imo yom achodim, v'seida shekeina oto, I'll prove it to you, shrek sivit says, v'ayu ve'enof ki yomim achodim, they were in his eyes like a few days. So these are the yom achodim, b'roch ha'bitcha ketana. What's all this? Call Hasi Manim Halolam. Why there's so many different ways to identify her? Lefi Shu Yodesh Shuboy Shu Ramai. Yaakov was well aware that Lavan was a Ramai. Amaloi. So he said to Mevodcha v'Rachel. Yaakov said to Lavan, I'll work for Rachel. V'shema Toima Rachel Acheres Menashuk. Maybe you'll say, yeah, the Rachel across the street. No. Tamloma Bitcha. V'shema Toima Achalif Lileo Shema. I'll change her name. I'll go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I'll change her name. I'll change Leah to Rachel. A change of name. Ve'ekro shmo Rachel. I'll have two Rachels. No, tamalema haketano. No games here. The afal pichem loy hoyel. It didn't help. Share rimohu. He deceived him. It did not help. Now, do we have any machloek yisim between Targum and Rashi? All this is Rashi, he loved Rucham Yosef of Rachel, Vamar al work, Shivashnin, 7 years, Berachel, Beratoch Zerit. At face value, there's any disagreement here. Rashi is just coming to elaborate and give us some medrash to tell us some things. It does not seem there's any disagreement. Okay, next. Vayoymer Lavan. Lavan said, now this is one of my pet peeves, this pasuk. Lavan said, Toiv titi oisaloch, mititi oisali ish acher, shiva imadi. Let's see Targum first. Lavan said, Ramar Lavan said, Tav, it is good to attain yosa. I give her loch, de attain yosa to give her ligvar ochoron, or a different man. Tivi me, stay with me. Okay, it's good. Go to Rashi, let's see Rashi. No Rashi. Okay, unbelievable. Now, I just wanted to tell you very quickly, this, you know, we say in the Haggadah, Arami Oyved Ovi. An Arami tried to destroy my father. Who is that? Lavan Harami. He tried to destroy Yaakov. Cite me chapter and verse where Lavan attempted to destroy Yaakov. Prove it. The proof has to be, you have to prove it. You just can't go make a statement like that. The whole Klal Yisrael says, Lavan Arami Oyved Avi, as a pasuk in Parashas Kisavai. Where? Where? Show me. Prove it. Prove it. I want solid proof that Lavan tried to destroy Yaakov Avinu. So I want to suggest to you that we want to give a shiur on Friday. We had on Friday, last year, 2 years ago, whatever it was. This is the pasuk. When you say in the Haggadah, Lavan Arami Oyved Avi, this is the pasuk. Is this pasuk? Was this parak? Parak is this again? This parak chavtes pasuk yotes. What did he say? What did he say to Yaakov? He said to Yaakov, "I don't want you as a son-in-law, but you know something? There's a shidduch crisis, and no, you're the best I can get. You are a b'di'evit. This is how you destroy somebody." He said this to him in one way or another for 20 years. Every single day, Lavan said to Yaakov, "Yaakov, you're just a b'di'evit. I have no nachas from you. You're not what I wanted. I wanted the doctor, the lawyer. I wanted the successful businessman. I wanted this tall, good-looking guy for my daughter. You're not what I wanted. You're really just not the type of guy. But listen, you know, what could I do? You're the best I can get. I got a problem. I have a daughter. I have to marry a daughter. I got a problem. You're the best I can get." When you tell a person every single day of his entire life, "You're just a biddy evet. You're nothing special. You're no good. There's nothing special about you." That is how you destroy a person. Every single day, one way or another, he said these words to Yaakov in a different vocabulary. Toiv titi oisolach. Nu, better I give her to you, mititi oisole ishacher. There's no one else. You're a b'di'evit. This is a churban. This is the way you destroy someone. Now, I want to go back and now add to that. Now, this is a wild vart. I told someone today, they were laughing, but I can tell both of you, maybe you won't laugh as hard as they were laughing. I'm telling you now, a make-believe vart. The vart that is really, really crazy, wild, but it's true also. We learned yesterday, we finished off yesterday, this pasuk, the Eini Le'er Rakos. So what does it mean, Rakos? I told you, Rakos means, according to the Targum, Ye Oyon. Targum learns, it's not like Rashi. It means that Leah had beautiful eyes. She had the most beautiful eyes. Chazal say that if a Kala, you want to check a Kala, all you have to really check are her eyes. If she has beautiful eyes, everything is good. You don't got to worry about anything else. All right, whatever that means, whatever it means. Leah, according to the Targum, had beautiful eyes. If she had beautiful eyes, that would mean, I'm now coming to extrapolate, I'm coming to say things a little bit off, a little bit crazy, all the boys wanted her. Everyone wanted to marry Leah because she was the beauty. Why? She had the ikar beauty. The ikar yoifi of a person, this is Chazal, is the eyes. The eyes were beautiful. Rachel did not have beautiful eyes. And that's why the pasuk says, no, she was a b'di'evit, runner-up. She didn't have beautiful eyes, but she had a yifas toyar and yifas mara, which Rashi taught us means she had a beautiful tzura saponin and a beautiful ziv kalaster. But that's not as good as beautiful eyes. Because Chazal say, if the eyes are beautiful, everything is good. So, theoretically, I know in the 21st century, this is not going to hold water. But theoretically, you're dealing with Yaakov Avinu, a Malach Elokim, who spent 14 years learning in Kollel. He wants the real deal. He's not like today, where people looking for the wrong things. He was looking for what Chazal told him to look for, a girl that had beautiful eyes. That's beauty. And he saw two girls, Leah and Rachel. And Yaakov said, you know, who's going to marry Rachel? Leah, everyone wants Leah. Leah, get a shidduch in a second. Because Leah has the qualities everyone wants. Beautiful eyes. Rachel, she's my cousin. Who's going to marry her? Who's going to want to marry her? So you know what? I'll marry her. Rachel shouldn't be michutz l'machane. And Yaakov, he built her up. Vayeh Yaakov es Rachel. Yaakov said, Rachel, don't be sad. Don't be sad that you're not beautiful. I'll marry you. You shouldn't be left michutz l'machane. And he loved her. This was a maisa tzidkus. Most of the Welt, how do we learn this in first grade? We learned it. Leah was ugly. Let's put aside all of the niceties, all the nice words. Let's learn the words the way we really think in our dirty minds. I mean, I should say for you. For me in first grade, Leah was ugly. Rachel was gorgeous. A boy likes a pretty girl. Vayeh Yaakov es Rachel, right? Vayeh Amal, going to work. What about Leah? Not my problem. I can't solve the world's problems. There's a shirach crisis. I can't solve the world's problems. So too bad for Leah. Is that the pshat? I mean, that's how I learned the pshat in first grade. I mean, you know, a boy likes a pretty girl. It says Rachel was gorgeous. Yifas tov yifas mara. Even though that's not what Rashi says, it means she had a beautiful punim. Doesn't mean she had, and there's nothing else. And Leah was crying. Leah was, her eyes, she was crying. She didn't have these milas. So Yaakov saw, Leah, no way, not for me. Oh, Rachel, yeah, that's what I want. So I want to tell you, that's Yaakov Avinu. That's what I would do. That's not what Yaakov would do. I'm going to go put myself in Yaakov's shoes. I got to be out of my mind. This is how I would look at the situation. Yaakov Avinu, the whole Yaakov Avinu, do we judge him the way we look at, the way I look at myself? That would be a terrible avera. Yaakov, let's work with the Targum. Targum says Leah, her eyes, ve'enile ye'oyon, they were beautiful. Beautiful eyes. You see, say the same word at the end of the pasuk, yifas mare, ve'yo'ayo, it's the same word, beautiful eyes. Rachel didn't have beautiful eyes. She had a complex. She had an inferiority complex. No one's going to want to marry me. I'm not pretty. Pasuk says, no, she didn't have the beautiful eyes, but she had other milas. Yaakov said to Rachel, don't worry. You're my cousin. I don't want you to be left out in the street. Leah, the best boy in Lakewood, will marry Leah. And you, I'll take care of you. I'll marry you. That's a ma'aseh tzidkus. That's a ma'aseh tzidkus. It's an incredible ma'aseh tzidkus. So now you'll ask me the kasha. So what was Lavan doing then? Why did Lavan then do a switcheroo? That's the richest of Lavan. The richest of Lavan is whatever you want. Even for all the wrong reasons, the right reasons, the wrong reasons, if that, whatever you want, I'll just gather. I always learned pshat. Why? I always thought, why did Lavan do a switcheroo? Because Lavan realized no one's going to want to marry her. Lavan probably realized who's going to want to marry Leah. Leah wasn't pretty, so no one's going to want to marry her. So let me do a switcheroo. And Rachel be easy. I can marry off Rachel to the next guy walks in the door. No, that's not the pshat. I'm telling you, Rachel, it's the richest of Lavan. Lavan, oh Yaakov, this is what you want. I don't care my daughters. I couldn't care less. They'll never get married. I don't care. They're ugly, they're pretty. So they won't get married. I couldn't care less. Yaakov, you want to marry this one? Lahachas, I'll give you someone else. Has nothing to do that Lavan cared about his own children. He couldn't care less than anyone. A Russian doesn't care about their own children. All right. So this is. I know that what I said is a little wild, but is it really? Got to think about it. Maybe it is. Some people will say that this is Purim to her, but who knows? All right. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chaf. Vayavod Yaakov Rachel Shavu Shem. So he worked for Rachel for 7 years. Vayuv Einav. They were in his eyes. Kiyamim Achodim. They were in his eyes. Notice the word eyes. Okay, that's why also part of the equation here. Ve'enav, when it says ve'enei le'arakos, he didn't go for her. He was concerned about his eyes. He worked ve'enav. Maybe that's part of the problem. Problem is, what are you looking in your eyes? look at the eyes of someone else, eyes of the Rachis. And here he worked for Rachel for 7 years, and they were easy. 7 years, even they work a few days, due to his love for her. This is the Weltskash, yes, just the opposite. If you're chalshing to get married, every single day is torture. If you can't wait to get married, you have a bacha, right? A bacha wants to get married. Okay, the wedding's going to be in 4 months. 4 months? I can't wait 4 months. I got to get married tomorrow. I can't wait 4 months. So every single day is torture. How is he able to wait for 7 years? This is the Weltskash. I don't have a good answer. Pasuk, what's the Targum? Targum says, Ufilach. Oh, what's this? What happened over here? Ufilach, Yaakov Rachel. Yaakov, he worked for Rachel. Shevashin for 7 years. Vavo ve'eino hi. They were in his eyes. Kiyamin ze'irin, like a few days. Kad, because Rechem Yosah, he loved her. Rashi says there is no Rashi on this pasuk either. Unbelievable. Is there Rashi or maybe something wrong with my computer? No, there's Rashi. There's just no Rashi on this pasuk. Okay, it's fine. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayom Yaakov love. Yaakov said love him. Havali Ishti. Give him my wife. Ki molu yomoy. My days are up. Ve'avoha eleha. I want to live with her. This is a vulgar thing. Could you imagine a Lakewood boy, he says to his father-in-law, when's the wedding? My shver, you're paying for the wedding. Where's the wedding going to be? Terrace on the park? Marina Del Rey? A Terrace Schinka? A Terrace Avram? The Royal? Where are we getting here? The palace? Where are we getting married? When's the wedding? I want to get married because ve'ovo eleha. May I cohabit with her? The shidduch is over. Could you imagine a boy from Lakewood would say this nusach to his father? Finished. Father-in-law, finished. This is pilei ploim. What in the world is going on over here? This is.
But that's the way they spoke then, no?
I can't be. It can't be that's how they spoke. It just can't be. What, that's how they spoke? I can't accept that. This is a very.
But it says other places, but Yavayalah. I mean, find another place.
This is how he talks to Shver. He's a bacher. He's a bacher. He learned for 14 years in Koilo, and he now works 7 years. This is how he talks. The Torah went out of its way and didn't want to say a behema tameya, a behema asher enena tahira. By the marble, there's a behema tohira, and there's a behema asher enena tohira. What's this enena tohira? Cut to the chase. Behema hatohira, behema tameya. No. You don't say the word tameya. You talk with a edelkeit. Behema asher enena. Behema asher enena tohira. This is a shocking statement. Okay, the Olam doesn't want to talk about this question. Let's see the Targum. So the Targum over here says, "Vama Yaakov Lavan, Havli Itisi, give me my wife. Are Ashle Mis Yoime, my days are over. Okay, I have mashle my days. Now here it says, Pol Choni. Now here this word, if you notice, is in bold. Whoever is the editor here of the Targum, he did us a favor, and he put all of the difficult words of Targum that really don't fit in bold. My days are over. Ade ash le mis yoyme fol chani. It doesn't say that in the pasuk. It says hav ki malu yomoy. My days are up, and the Targum adds the days of my work are up. What is the Targum coming to Bavarn? Maybe what Yaakov was saying is, I'm going to die. If I don't get married now, im loyach shavim osa, how old was he in this? I think he was 83 years old. If I'm not mistaken, he was either 83 or 84 years old. He was 64 years old when he got the brachas. And then he went for 14 more years, and plus another. So he's 21 more years. So it's so wait, that's 60, 70, 80. So it's about 85. He's about 85 years old. So you would say, Pashup Shat, Yaakov said to Lavan, Maybe this means he was working for him for, the agreement was, I'm going to work for you for 7 years. So maybe he worked for 1 year, for 2 years. Maybe he didn't work at all. And he says, I'll work for you after I get married. I'm already, if you said that, if you want to go backwards, after only 14 years, so that would make him about 80 years old approximately. A little bit less than 80. So you say, listen, I'm almost 80 years old. If I'm not going to get married now, I don't know if I'll have children. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be around. So let me marry her now, today, and I'll work for you after the wedding. Malu Yomoy would seemingly mean the days of my life are rapidly coming to an end. Let me get married now so I can enjoy being married while I still can. Along comes the Targum, and the Targum says that is an error. It's not the Pshat. Yaakov Ish Emes, 7 years. Even though when he'll finish working, he'll be in his 80s. And that's why he adds in the word Arei Ashleimis Yoimei Folchoni. Yomoi means the 7 years of my labor. He adds that very critical word into the Targum. Ve'avoyo Elecha and Ve'ol Livosa. He doesn't really say any chidush. He just says, I will enter, I will come upon her, whatever that means, which would appear to be a vulgar expression. Rashi, Malu Yomoi. So here we have now a new pshat. Now you know why Rashi, it's only after you see this, you now know why Rashi woke up. Rashi, the sleeping lion, woke up, because again, we know the secret, that Rashi's commentary is a super commentary. It is a commentary on a commentary. Rashi, everything Rashi wrote is purely directed at Unkelus. He read Unkelus, and either he's coming to add in some more information that he feels is essential, or he's coming to start up with him. Plain Pashut. He is coming here to start up with him. Unkelus, what did you just say? Malu Yomoi, my days are over. The days that I'm over referring to my work? No. Sha'amra li imi. My mother told me, Yamim achodim. I've done it. Now, by the way, it's a little bit like Yavo Yaakov Rachel. The previous pasuk says that he worked for 7 years, right? So Molu Yomoi is Molu Yomoi going back over here on those days, the Sheva Shanim? Yes and no. It's going back on the 7 years, but not from the perspective of Lavan. It's from my mother. 7 years can pass, and two people can look at those 7 years very differently. Lavan looks at look, 7 years went by. What was the purpose of these 7 years? You're working for me. Yaakov looks at those 7 years working for you. I never even thought about that. Yeah, I work for you, but that's not what I think about. I'm fulfilling what my mother told me. Yamim achodim. Okay, that's the whole life is like that. Time goes by. What's the purpose of this time? Is it a sentence in this world? Is it because there's some other purpose? So Rashi says, Sha'amar li imi, my mother told me, my mother said to me, Yamim achodim. The oid. Then comes Rashi. He now goes in for the bang. What did you say, Targum? What did you say? You said over here, Folchani? That's not what it means. It means I'm an old man. It means my life is coming to an end. I'm 84 years old. I'm 84 years old. When am I going to go have 12 Shvatim? V'zeh shama v'avoy aleha. Frek Rashi the question. V'haloi kal sheba kalim eino emer kein. The lowest of the low doesn't talk like this. And Yaakov Avinu says this. Ela. Now, again, the question remains. I'm sorry, this is not going to satisfy us. It's not. It doesn't satisfy any of the Mefarshim. All the Mefarshim just makes the question even bigger. What does Rashi mean this? What is Rashi's answer? Rashi's answer, you know, you can translate the words all you want. It doesn't answer the question. Ela lo hoylid toilodos amar kein. Okay, so say that. I want to have children. I want when it comes to Simchas Torah and they do Moshe Emes v'Sorasa Emes, I want to be the one to throw up my children in the air. I don't want to bring in two Mexican aides, two aides that are paid for by Obamacare to come throw the kids up into the air when they say Moshe Emes v'Torasa Emes. I want to have my own koyach to do this. So therefore, so what is the common denominator of Rashi? He's coming to disagree with the Targum. Rashi saw the Targum. He saw that the editor put in bold the word polchani. He read the pasuk, "Vayomer Yaakov alav and havli ishti, I'll give me my wife, ki molu yomoi, my days are full." And the Targum said, "Arei ashle mis yoimei polchani. Polchani, the days of my labor, vayavod Yaakov berochel sheva shanim." That's how you're translating the words? Rashi, no. No way. That's not what it means. And Rashi is too perushim to reject the Targum. Either it means Yoshafta imo yomim achodim. It happens to be the yom achodim coincide with the 7 years of work. But Yaakov Avinu, he doesn't look at it like that. He looks at it as my mother told me. This is what my mother told me to do. And also, that might explain also. That also explains a little bit with the question that we asked in the beginning. What was the question? Is if you want to get married, if a boy is chalishing to get married, if you're chalishing to get married, so it's torture. Every single day is a lifetime. 7 years to get married. So what is the answer? These are the 7 years of kibud aim. My mother told me I should go to Lavan. My mother said, Lavan's no nice guy. He's my brother. I know all about him. He's a real difficult person. You want to marry your cousin? He's not going to let you. He's going to make you work. Listen to me, my son Yaakov. Go. Do it. Play along. Be mekayim. Just trust me. Esav here wants to kill you. Delay. It's a good thing. Delay. Yamim achodim. Thus, the thrust of those 7 years, every single day, was the kiyum mitzvah of kibud aim. His mother told him what to do. Stay away from Esav. Every single day he woke up, my mother told me I should listen to her. Oh, you have a purpose. Yom achodim. Wonderful. The more the merrier. Every day is geshmak. Every day is a wonderful opportunity. It's a wonderful thing. By the Siyumat Shas, I heard this already a few times. By the Siyumat, how long does it take to learn Shas? Daf Yomi. It's 7 years. 7.5 years. Okay, so let's shave off the half. So, I heard this already a few times by different Siyumim. Oh, Rabbi Shol Zev is here. So they go to see him at Shas, and what do they say? 7 years to learn the whole Shas. It went by like in a flash. L'kayim ha-shenemar v'ayu v'einov ki yomim achodim. Heard it a few times, but the Sima Shas, it's like 7.5 years, the cycle. Just like what Yaakov over here said, v'ayu v'einov ki yomim achodim. There's a purpose. There's a goal. There's a mission. Every step of the way is valuable, easy. If you learn the Pashup Shah, like what it seems to be, that he's yearning to get married, he can't wait another moment for us to marry, it's not Yom HaChadim, it's torture. You feel like an eternity. But because it's a mitzvah of kibud aim, therefore it feels like moments. It's kibud aim. Okay. All right, so that is that. So therefore, this, we have achieved at least one goal over here, at least that we've achieved, that we made it machlekes. That's our goal here. Ezra, we always like to make, we always say, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Our goal is the opposite. Machlekes. To show Rashi and Unklus are completely at odds with each other, just like the Rambam and the Ravid. Whatever the Rambam says, the Ravid says just the opposite. The Ravid said about the Rambam that this guy, this youngster, ain loy moyach bekod kodoy. The things that he says are so off, he doesn't have a brain in his head. Could you imagine someone saying that about the Rambam? Well, that's what the Ravid said about the Rambam. He writes all the time, Avon Avram, and whatever the Rambam says, you have to be wrong. It has to be different. It's l'havdil elif alfei avdolis politics. Whatever Trump says, the opposite. Everything has to be the opposite, no matter what, for better or for worse. So here, Yamachlekes Rashi and the Targum. Now we go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, he gathered all the people of his home and he made a party. A mishnah. A feast. Okay, Targum says, Uchanash Lovan Yoskol Anoshe Asra Va'avad Mishnaya. He gathered all the people of his place and he made a party. Okay, this is a very interesting thing. Okay, a mishnah. This is a very fascinating thing. You go to a wedding today. See, someone, I don't know this to be true. I don't know this to be true, but someone told this to me. Someone very chashuv told this to me. An elderly man told this to me. And he told me that he learned in Chaim Berlin. This man is probably in his 80s. And he learned in Chaim Berlin by Rav Chutner long, long ago. And he claims, which I don't know if it's true or not, that Rav Chutner totally changed weddings. In the early years in America, the Sheiris HaPlato came to America, and they had children, and they, very, very early on, weddings were very, very secular party. I guess, you know, the ceremony, I would imagine the ceremony, you know, the chuppah was more about kavodik. But the moment the chuppah was over, that's it. Once the chuppah was over, it was all downhill. It was probably non-Jewish music, and it was probably mixed dancing, like standard. Mixed dancing, non-Jewish music. This is what he claimed. And Rav Chutner came along, and he totally took possession of his students' weddings. And he totally transformed the entire wedding from beginning to end into a religious experience. I'll give you another example. My mother, Aleich HaShalom, told me that my grandfather was a Rosh Yeshiva in RJJ. It's like, I remember when I was in Chaim Berlin, I learned Chaim Berlin many years ago, when the Chaim Berlin made a dinner, fundraising dinner. Okay, I never went to the dinner, never, until last 2 years ago, because my brother spoke, so I had to go, I didn't have a choice. But when they made a dinner, like they sent out, like the way the mailings, and I don't remember how it came about, this, it was like, everyone has to come, no matter what. All the Rashi Yeshivas are there, all the Rabbeim come, the Kollel has to come. You don't come to the dinner, you're done. You don't get your Kollel check. Okay, I was in elementary school, so I didn't go, we didn't go. But like, I remember my mother was very surprised. Because my mother remembers RJJ, the dinners. She never went. My grandfather never went. The gala dinners were Goyesha events. They were like real Goyesha events, where there was mixed dancing, there was non-kosher entertainment. You invited, they did the fundraising, who had money those days? They invited these irreligious Jews or Jews that were really, and to kiss up to them, to raise money, it was a very secular event. I met my mother, she found it very strange how the yeshiva dinner, this is already many, many years ago, it wasn't like that. That's not the way it was presented. It was a fundraising dinner to raise an enormous amount of money. And it was done with a very religious flavor. A very religious flavor. And like, with all the Rosh Yeshivas are there, and it's a Torah-dika event. Things changed. And why am I saying that to you? Because the word here in the Pasuk is a very interesting word. Vayas Mishte. Lavan is making a wedding. He gathers the Anshei HaMokom. He makes a Mishte. The word Mishte, I don't know if what I'm saying is right. In today, you wouldn't say that. Today, you would say we're making a Su'uda. We're making a Su'udas Mitzvah. We're making... What I'm saying doesn't reflect on the Pasuk. I'm just giving you explain. Today, when you make a wedding, you don't say, okay, an invitation, come to the wedding party. No one's going to put on the invitation, we hereby invite you, Mr. So-and-so and Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, want to invite you to the wedding party, the wedding banquet, the wedding party of their children, Avraham and Sarah. No one's going to do that. Because the word party in America, on a wedding invitation, it's just not the right word. We want to invite you to the marriage, to participate in the marriage. And if you write the word, party, you can write a su'uda. You use a Hebrew word, or a wedding celebration. You're going to use some expression that attempts to express that this is not just bingo, mitzvah Shabbos. This is a su'udas mitzvah. There's not going to be mixed dancing. There's going to be maybe even separate seating. There might even be a machitza. And guess what? We're not having goyish music. We're having religious music. And there's going to be benching. And there's shevet brachas. And there's going to be, maybe someone will give a dvar Torah. You wish, right? But it's going to have a flavor of a Yiddish wedding. So when I read this pasuk here, Vayesoif Lavan is called Anshei Mokom Vayas Mishteh. Who's making the party here? Lavan. He used the word, he made a mishte. I don't know if there would be a better word, but somehow in my mind, I don't know why, you get the flavor that he tried to downgrade the marriage of Yaakov to who he thought was Rachel, or turned out to be Leah, from a religious ceremony to basically, like, he made the wedding into a Saturday Night Live with jokes, dirty jokes, non-Jewish music, and that's what it sounds like. He made a party, a mishta. The word here doesn't have any connotation of something of chashivas, of dignity, of kedusha. When he made the bris for Yitzchak. It says there that Vayomol Avraham is Yitzchak b'no. Vayigomel. I don't remember the words. The past that Sarah weaned Yitzchak, and he made a mishteh gadol b'yoyim higomel es Yitzchak. So it used the same word, the word mishteh, but it used mishteh gadol. And it says, "Biyoyim hi gomel es Yitzchak." And there Rashi picked, what do you mean, Godol? The Gedolei Hadar were there. Who are the Gedolei Hadar? Shame, Rashi says, the Gedolei Hadar, right? Now, it's a little strange. It says there, Avimelech. That's a little strange, right? Avimelech. What's he doing there? I don't know. But there's something over here that's a little bit disturbing. Vayas Mishteh. Okay, what does Rashi say? Rashi here, no Rashi. What next pasuk? Vayihi vayref, and it was in the night. Vayikach es Leah, he took Leah. Vitoi vayavei oisa elav vayavo eleha. So Lavan took Leah, his daughter, and Lavan brought her to him. Vayavo eleha. Rashi, what does Uncle Targum say? Vahava beramsha. Okay, beramsha is a good word. Beramsha means in the evening. Udvar. What is it? Udvar. He guided a tour guide. Yos Leia Barate Vael Yosan, and he brought her Livose to him. The Al Livosa. and he lived with her. Next pasuk, Vayitain, and there is no Rashi on this. Okay, Vayitain Lavan La. Lavan gave her a Zilpa Shifchasai. Zilpa, her, I'm sorry, Zilpa Shifchasai, his maidservant. Lilea Vitoy Shifcha. Now, Zilpa here is called Shifchasai. She is called the maidservant of Lavan. Lavan gave, it doesn't say Shifchasa, it says Shifchasai. Zilpa is being called the maidservant of Lavan. He gave her Zilpa, Levitoy as a Shifcha. And this is problematic because some of the Mepharshim tell us Zilpa was the sister of Leah. So it's a little bit bizarre to say that's correct, because who would call your own daughter a Shifcha? If it would say Vayitain Lavan a Zilpa, Lelea Vitoy Shifcha, okay. So you can say that Lavan had a daughter. Her name was Zilpa. He wasn't too fond of her. So, you know what? Zilpa, go along with your sister and you go be the nurse. You be the maid. But when it says here, Zilpa Shifchasai, that's a little bit different. It doesn't sound like Zilpa was a daughter of Lavan. You wouldn't call your daughter your maid. It's just not the way it goes. What does the Targum here say? Targum says, V'yav Lavan la. Your Zilpa am says Zilpa is made of Lelea Verate la amhu. Now is the big pasuk. This is the pasuk. The whole Klal Yisrael is only in existence today because of this pasuk. Vayhi vaboiker, vinehi Lea. In the morning, behold, it was a shocking experience. It was Lea. Vayem alavan ma zoisa sisla. What did you do to me? Why did you deceive me? Targum says, it was the morning, it was Leah. I worked imach. And this is a great Targum. This Targum is worth its weight in gold. It's an amazing Targum. Targum translates the word re mi sani. Did you lie to me? Sheker. No one would translate that. See the English translation? Why did you deceive me? Targum doesn't say that. Why did you lie to me? You told me you made an agreement. You would give me Rochel Bitcha Haketana. You're a liar. It's not deception. Because deception, you can get away with it. If you go to court, there's always going to be some legal loophole. A lie is a lie. A lie is something that is defined. You make a statement, and the statement is clearly defined as shaken. A rami is someone that can win in court. Well, you know, the language is not so clear. It can mean this, it can mean that. And in my understanding, it means like this. A lawyer can manipulate the mind of a judge by draying, you know, manipulating, arguing in convoluted ways. That's a rami. Onkelis is very powerful. He says, V'lomer rimisani, Ulama shakarta, you lied to me. Okay, Rashi. What about at night? It wasn't Leah. Lifi Shema say Yaakov Simon to Rachel. Yaakov gave this Simon to Rachel. Yaakov knew what was going to happen, so Yaakov gave Simonim. When Rachel saw that they're taking her sister instead of her, she said, Omra Achshav. Tikolem achoisi, my sister will be embarrassed. Amda, she stood, umashula oisam simonim, she should not be embarrassed. That's why it says, daf vehi vaboiker, baboiker, and not in the night. Boiker, this is what it means in the nusach. Boiker tishmarinasi, in the slichos, Boiker, in the Zuchos of Boiker, in the Zuchos of Ayihiva Boiker, Boiker Tishma Rinas, there's a Nusach in the Slichas. So Pasha means in the morning you'll listen to us. No, it means in the Zuchos of the Boiker. What's the Boiker? Rashi. Vayihiva Boiker. Baba Laila, Lohaisalaya. It wasn't late. In the Megillah, the ikar part of the Megillah is Balayla Hahu Nadudosh Nasamelech. What's the pshat? Balayla Hahu. Klal Yisrael, we weren't really worthy of the miracle. Balayla Hahu. We didn't have the schus of Boker. Yet, even though it was only Layla, it wasn't Boker. We didn't have that schus. Still, we had other schusim. Lech k'nois kol Yehudim. And that was enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to forgive us. In other words, like this, very quick, like this. Oh, it's very, very late. Laila, lech k'nois kol Yehudim is what? Bin Adam l'makay. Boiker, what Leah did was Adam l'chaveroi. In the Megillah, Balayla Hahu. They only had the Laila. They didn't have the Boker. There was the why. It was Lech Kinois Kol Yehudim was Tfila bin Adam Lamokoy. They were still lacking Adam Lachaveray. What was the Takana of the Megillas after the miracle? Mishloyach Manois Ish L'Reyehu. We came that close to losing because it was only Balayla. It wasn't Boker. Vayhi ba Boker. The schus bin Adam lachaveroi, memela, we have to compensate when the miracle was over by giving matonois ish l're'ehu, matonis l'avyoinim, and monois ish l're'ehu to be mechazek the danger of what we almost lost out on. Okay, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful night, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you for coming. Good night, everyone. Be well.
Rabbi Levine.
Yeah.
So this is why I heard you mention your grandfather. This is why I heard, I think I told you that Vartor, that you told me about Lovan telling Yaakov Toiv Tito Islam Nishacher. Because that's what he made him Sharamai, because he knew that I think he gave the quote from the Sfasemes. Because Lovan knew that no matter who Rachel would marry, she would bring in the Bais Nemon Bistro. And on the other middle here, so he knew that no matter who Yaakov would marry, he would bring in a bit by Shnabu Yisrael. So in order to keep all the sitkis
to limit the damage.
You shot off one with the other, so you are, you know, you don't have
you
no
contain shot. You contain the sitkis.
Yeah.
My grandfather said that?
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, he told it to me. Yeah.
Oh wow, very good. Okay.
I think it was from the Sfas Emes.
Good night, Rabbi Levine.
Good night, good night. Be well. Yeah. Good night, good night. Good night, Hashim.
Yeah.
Good night, Leblazer. Okay, thank you for coming. Oh, yeah. Okay, good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night. Good night.